The Museum of Fine Arts had to close a second time in late December as Boston's COVID cases surged and the city issued new restrictions. Well, they reopened today at 25% capacity, and the director of the MFA, Matthew Teitelbaum, is with us. Matthew, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much.
So last time we spoke, it was September, and the MFA was preparing to reopen after restrictions. You had to close again. Tell us about the impact of this latest closure on staff, morale, your finances.
Well, we closed just before Christmas, and today we're actually reopening. So, you know, we were closed for that period of time, 43 days, and it was challenging because one of the realities about this moment is you don't know what the end looks like. You don't know when it's going to come, and you don't know what it looks like. So when we closed on December 23rd, there was a lot of uncertainty. Now, we kept all the staff in place. You know, we kept things going because there was still work in the museum to do. But we were close to the public. And, you know, let's face it, we exist to serve our public. We exist to create public, to bring people together. So there was a real sense of loss. I want to be clear that I support completely whatever decision was made to deal with the public health crisis. That's not my point is that the museum exists to create a sense of community, a sense of pleasure, a sense of connectedness, and we all felt that we lost that.
So what's the feeling there today?
Pretty buoyant. I was there when we opened, down at the front doors. Slow beginning. It's been really picking up. I mean, lots and lots of people this afternoon. To the extent that we have capacity, we're meeting capacity. We reopened with a couple new areas open again, so our Asian galleries and some pretty spectacular new Egyptian galleries that opened, and people who came in wanted to see those. So that was really gratifying to me that, yes, we have Basquiat, yes, we have Monet. People want to see those two special exhibitions, but the collection itself was really a draw, was really appealing. And the reason that's important to me is it tells me that people feel connected to something that's in their community. The collection belongs to them, the collection serves them, and people want to be part of it. That was very exciting to see, and people came in with real excitement.
Any particular piece of art that you or colleagues or members of the public seek out for comfort or inspiration in a moment like this?
Well, you know, I think comfort and inspiration. You know, we have two special exhibitions on at the moment. One, 42 Monet paintings, 37 of which are in our collection. And then another extraordinary exhibition of the work of a great contemporary artist, Jean-Michel Basquiat, and his colleagues, his peers from early 1980s New York. And they give comfort. They give comfort because they affirm. And they are inspirational, and they inspire new ways of thinking, both of them. So we're doing really well with both. People are responding, and I think it is for those reasons that you're describing. People do feel a sense of comfort in being with beautiful works of art, being with works of art that engage them, being with works of art that take them beyond themselves. And both of these exhibitions are doing just that for our visitors.
You mentioned operating at reduced capacity. You're at 25%. You know, looking for a silver lining. Is there something special about encountering the art in the MFA with fewer people around?
You know, I think there, I mean, I don't mean to be light about this in any way and take away from people's, the real anxiety people are living with. But there are many silver linings, and one of them in the context of reduced capacity is exactly what you're saying. People are having really great experiences with works of art. They're seeing them as if they're in their living rooms. They're able to go more slowly through the museum and therefore take them in. I was walking through the galleries just after 10 this morning, and there was a single woman in one of the galleries with our French Impressionist paintings, and I said, this feels pretty good, doesn't it? And she, beyond her mask, through her mask, had this huge smile, and she said, it sure does. And so just what you're saying, there is a sense of real, you know, we're lucky. We're having this moment, and we're able to have it in real peace and quiet. There's something exciting about that.
Matthew, you've talked repeatedly already today about forming public, being community, and you've been in a sustained conversation with us for a couple of years now about the need for the MFA to belong to more people in Boston, to be responsive to, listen to more people in Boston. How are you doing that through this pandemic? And are you seeing a difference in who feels comfortable and welcome in the museum?
You know, I do think we're seeing a perceptible difference. I think people are coming back to the museum because they do feel that it's comfortable and safe. I think people are coming back because they're finding meaning here. And we do have a variety of special programs, particularly around art, that are different than they've been before. And they run the full range. So just think about Claude Monet, one of the greatest 19th century artists, you know, whose work celebrates the beauty of the landscape. At the same time, Jean-Michel Basquiat, urgent urban artist, talking about the beauty of community and of being recognized by your peers and creating your own sense of belonging. You know, I think that great artists give us pleasure and they empower us. They give us pleasure because there's something that slows us down. We look at beauty. We reflect on something that an artist has done that's at a very high plane. But they also empower us to think differently about ourselves in relation to others, ideas that maybe push us out of our comfort zone. I think museums do the same. I think they give great pleasure, and they empower us. And I think that's what's happening at the moment with the programming that the curators and other creative types at the museum are creating for our publics. We are giving great pleasure. I mean, that Monet show is just filled with the most rapturous moments of reflection and thoughtfulness about a time that seems past. But the Basquiat show is also filled with pleasure, that notion of assertion about being creative yourself and being identified by others. And both also empower, because Monet helped us to see the world differently through the lens of science and the impressions of the eye. And Basquiat helps us think about our own voice as individuals and how we deserve to be heard. So, again, it's this pleasure, empowerment, dialogue, which I think brings museums alive. And I think we are becoming more and more of that. And I don't think you can be something in the future if you forget the past. And I think that we're doing a pretty good job of balancing the two.
Matthew, are you seeing new visitors of color, new visitors from historically marginalized neighborhoods in Boston?
I wouldn't want to quantify it, but my answer would be yes. The other thing I would say, again, I wouldn't want to quantify it, but I would encourage us to think this way, is that more of Boston are feeling increasingly comfortable at the museum. You know, the museum is a pretty intimidating place. It's got those big steps and it's got the formidable facade. But I think you're also seeing people feel more comfortable here, the sense that they do belong here. And I think the combination of expressing a desire to do that, creating protocols with wonderful staff who greet our public with a sense of welcome. I mean, those incremental things are, I think, building some momentum for us.
And I do want to talk about the financial hardship. You said in one interview that you were losing upwards of $200,000 a week in this second closure. You've been closed down twice. Could you handle a third closure if it happened? And what do you need from the greater Boston community to continue to bring this art to everyone?
Well, two answers maybe. One is, you know, another closure would be very, very hard on us. And, you know, we're in a serious situation as it is, pairing to essentials, keeping our staff first and foremost in our minds. So it's challenging, and we're going to do all we can to build our revenues. We're doing a lot online. We're doing some really interesting things in the retail space. You asked what Bostonians can do. Philanthropy is going well. There are a lot of calls on a lot of folks, but philanthropy really does make a difference in this moment, and a subset of philanthropy is membership. And, you know, I would urge people, whether it's for the Museum of Fine Arts or other arts organizations that they care about, to consider renewing their membership, beginning a membership. First of all, you have a stronger sense of belonging. Secondly, you're going to help institutions in your community survive or thrive. And that has such ripple effects in our education system, in our tourism profile, in our ability for companies to bring good workers into our community. You know, the support for public institutions is really important. So if you're asking me what could people do, visit your museums. Become members of your museums.
In our remaining time, what is the top thing you've learned navigating the MFA through this pandemic?
You know, I don't know that I've learned anything absolutely new. Sure, I have. If I really deep, but what I would say is that I've learned even more deeply. I've been reminded even more deeply: you don't do anything alone. You do it by working with others, by sharing your authority, by moving together, by keeping in mind what your values are and what your commitments are, and encouraging as many people as you can to move on that journey with you. That I've been, if I haven't learned it for the first time, I've certainly felt that more deeply than ever before.
And that is Matthew Teitelbaum, director of the Museum of Fine Arts. They reopened today after a second closing due to pandemic restrictions. Matthew, thanks for being with us. Good luck with the reopening.
Thanks. I'll see you at the MFA soon, I hope.
All right, stay with us. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we want you to call. Have you hit the pandemic wall? Tell us how this stress is weighing on you, how you're coping with it, maybe not coping with it. Tell us your pandemic wall story. 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.